At this point, we have learned a little bit about the shooter. We've certainly learned that he was local. He attended school at UTC, that he may have even worked with the Chattanooga government in some fashion. Tell me a little bit about what we do know right now about this suspect.
We know his name was Muhammad Yusuf Abdulaziz, apparently a naturalized citizen, reportedly from Kuwait. We do know he did go to the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga and Red Bank High School, which is a local high school. Maybe he worked for city government. They're saying he was not working with city government now. City officials say he was not employed by the city at this point. I do not know, cannot confirm whether he previously did work for the city.
Tell me a little bit about how all of this transpired. I mean, from what I understand, the incident began this morning around 10:45.
The shooter opened fire at a military recruiting facility, a storefront kind of facility, in a location off of Highway 163 on Lee Highway. The shooter never left the vehicle, never left his car, silver Mustang. In the parking lot, he fired 2 to 3 dozen rounds into the recruiting facility, hit one soldier in the leg. Apparently another person was transported with chest pains. He then went up the road, probably about 8 miles, up Highway 153, over to Amnicola Highway, to the Tennessee River Park, which is where the Navy Operational Support Center / Marine Corps Reserve Center is located. They're in the same building. The Navy has one side of the building. The Marine Corps has the other side of the building. It is fenced. It is secure. There's not an armed sentry there. It's an automatic gate, but you have to be buzzed into that gate. He crashed the gate. He got into the facility. He shot dead 4 Marines inside that facility there at the Tennessee River Park. He came outside, shot a police officer, a Chattanooga police officer, in the ankle. That officer is in stable condition. He is going to recover. He was then killed. City officials and police officials have not confirmed whether it was police gunfire that killed him or whether he took his own life, but the shooter is dead.
I heard some people say, there was lockdown pretty much everywhere in Chattanooga. What kind of a response was there once this shooting began?
I've never seen a police presence like this in my 27 and a half years here in Chattanooga. Heavy response, and they did lock down facilities like Chattanooga State, which is right next door to the Tennessee River Park, Chattanooga State Technical Community College, like the Coca-Cola plant on Amnicola Highway, up in Bradley County, Bradley Square Mall was on lockdown because it contained a military recruiting facility. Lee University in Bradley County, same thing. There were a lot of businesses that locked down as precautions, especially if there was any association whatsoever with the military. And that was lifted about mid-afternoon once the shooter was declared dead, and they decided there was not another shooter or an accomplice that was along with that initial gunman.
At this point, have officials, I know initially they called it an act of domestic terrorism, and then I heard another official say they were trying to determine if it was domestic terrorism or a criminal act. And have they revealed, you know, whether or not they believe he had any sort of association with ISIS or any sort of theories about a motivation?
They've not said officially. That was Bill Killian, the U.S. attorney, who said that they were treating this as a domestic terror investigation. And that's at the outset of the investigation. We're going to treat it that way until it's proven to be otherwise. There is a tweet that has been certainly well circulated on social media that purports to be from ISIS, has the hashtag Chattanooga, indicates that there's more to come. And everyone is talking about that. If you look at that tweet, when I last looked at that particular Twitter page, it only had 137 followers. So it seems to indicate that it was either not very active or was just created today. And what link it has to ISIS, no one has officially said. They are looking at that, obviously, as well as everything else that they can find to piece together in the investigation.
Kevin, is there anything else that you think is important to note or that you think is, well, noteworthy?
Nobody expected a mass shooting like this in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Military facilities, yes. It's not the Pentagon. It's not Norfolk where you got all the piers. It's not Pensacola. It's not San Diego. These are reserve centers, recruiting centers. Nobody expected this. The community is, at this point, still in shock, wanting to do whatever they can to help. And so the blood assurance, blood donation centers are packed late this afternoon, packed with people wanting to donate blood, since blood assurance sent so much blood over to the hospital when we had the wounded brought to the hospital. And it's going to take a while for the community to come to grips with what happened, to grieve over what happened, and to recover from what happened.
Absolutely.